How a Gunman Says Goodbye by Malcolm Mackay. Read by Angus King. Characters. Callum McLean. A young gunman, a big talent. He killed Lewis Winter and he killed Glenn Davidson. Did a good job. All it got him was deeper into an organisation that he wants no part of. Peter Jameson. A growing empire, but is under attack. Shug Francis thinks he can take what Jameson's built. So long as there are no distractions, Jameson will strike back hard. John Young. Organising, scheming, and doing all in his power as second in command to keep the Jameson organisation growing. Frank McLeod. He was the best gunman in the city. Now he's back, with his new hip ready to see action. Been a while since he worked, but you never forget. Emma Munro. A student. Her life ahead of her. Her new boyfriend Callum is a good guy, she thinks. If only he would open up a little. D.I. Michael Fisher. Moves are being made in his city. He can nail those behind it all, but he needs the right contacts. Information is king. Hugh Shug Francis. His first move against Jameson was a failure. Winter dead, Davidson following him to the grave. Restock, plan, and get it right. Tommy Scott. Starting from the absolute bottom, but he's going to make it to the top. Dealing drugs for Shug is just the start. Andy Clueless McClure. Where Tommy goes, Clueless goes. Everyone knows that. He will help his mate to the top, if that's where he's going. Kenny McBride. Peter Jameson's driver. Near the bottom of the food chain. But even those at the bottom have plenty to worry about if things look like turning sour. Sean Hutton. He's Shug's new gunman, replacing Davidson. Hutton's smart. He knows you need to be on the winning team. George Daly. Muscle for Jameson, a friend for Callum. Always fighting to avoid better things. Be happy with what you have. Nate Colgan. A scary, powerful, smart man. Employed to be all of those things, principally by Jameson. William McLean. Always worrying about his little brother. Always willing to do what it takes to help protect Callum. PC Joseph Higgins. He works so hard. He does his best. But it's tough. Sometimes you just don't know who the good guys are anymore. David Fizzy Waters. Shug's right-hand man. Always has been. Proud of his friend. Happy to be the buffer between Shug and those lower down. PC Paul Gregg. So he talks to criminals. Is that not a part of policing? He can justify what he does to himself, just not to others. DC Ian Davies. If you learn one thing working closely with Fisher, it's that keeping your mouth shut and staying out of his way leads to a lot less work. Lewis Winter. He had 25 years of one failure after another. Then Callum McLean killed him. Well, he was a drug dealer, so there aren't many mourning. Martin Marty Jones. If he didn't make so much damn money, Jameson would never let him hang around the club. Adam Jones. Manager of the optimistically named Heavenly Nightclub and, like his brother Marty, a great lover of profit. Glenn Davidson. He was a freelance gunman. Then he tried to kill Callum with a knife. He slashed Callum, injured him. But it was Davidson dead on the floor in the end. Mark Garvey. Selling guns is dangerous, dirty. You need all the protection you can get. And informing to a strong DI is one safety net.